is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's time for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. On this glorious, sunny, beautiful sunny day in New Hampshire, I'd like to begin by opening sacred space. To the winds of the south, great serpent Sachamama, wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably. Show us the way beyond fear, beyond death. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, Great Eagle Wobun, Condor Puchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. Mother Earth Pachamama, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, finned, furred, and winged ones. All our relations, and Father, Son, Grandmother, Moon, to the Star Nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space. Guide all who hear this broadcast at any time, bringing them in to your sphere of protection in this sacred space, as they receive this message that I trust will move, will come forth way beyond the mere words that I utter today. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homo luminous being. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm part of the oneness of the omniverse. I now realize that we aren't only part of the multiverses. We're part of the all. I, along with over 7 billion spirits, have been blessed to participate now in Earth's transition and ultimate ascension. I've been blessed to be here as a communicator, translator, clarifier, and a support and guide at this time in the history of our planet. Guiding and assisting others on their healing journey through gifts I've been blessed with. I am in oneness with all of you, knowing that I am the light, I am the love, I am the truth, I am, as you all are. So I encourage you to continue to repeat this coded message to assist in the upliftment of yourself and humanity. We are all divine beings in oneness with Creator. Millions of us have been selected to be wayshowers during this magnificent time, lighting the way along the path to ascension. As we each awaken, our higher frequencies will help others come out of their drugged slumber and see the light of love. I'd like to call in Archangel Michael, and you all can do this exact same practice. Archangel Michael, I ask you to bring in the light around all who hear this message and lift off any of the negative entities or energies for all who are listening and those who will listen at a later time. Bring in the light and lift off these negative energies and entities now. Bring in this light and lift off any negative energies and entities so that all may be in a calmer, more peaceful, free place without outside interference. This is entitled, Consciousness is Liberated Through Love. Love is the only reality, the only possible reality. Take responsibility for your life. Magic of creation is the highest truth. Be light. You are each absolutely boundless beings. Invoke love, self-healing. Be thankful and listen to your body. Participate with your heart full of light. These that I just shared are the titles of the powerful channel messages that have come through in the past few weeks. It is a call to all of us to stay in the light, focus upon ourselves and self-healing, go within for clarity and answers, and trust that we are birthing this new earth. But the labor pains overwhelm us at times, as you mothers are well aware. Saint Germain agrees that this is not an easy moment, but birthing comes with this challenge. It's critical that we maintain an awareness of what we think, what we speak, and what we vibrate with. This key, as we near the final moments that will herald in the light forever. But yes, the shadows want to create as much chaos as possible with threats of war, death, disease, and all manner of things that increase our fear so they may feed. They know they've lost, but they want to cause us as much panic, pain, and suffering on our planet as they can. I confidently remind you that they no longer hold any power, but buying into their fear-mongering will assist them in lingering a bit longer. As shown above, the recurring messages that are coming through have varied perspectives on the same theme. For a long time, we were encouraged to speak about what was happening, to point the way, to awaken the masses. But that time has passed. More and more have now awakened on some level, and I've heard that over 80% have awakened, and that continues to climb. This doesn't mean that humanity understands what the illusionary world was all about. But they are aware that many things are wrong and are now questioning once what they once believed to be true. Each person is coming into this new awareness in their own way from their personal perspective. Some are seeing it in the medical community, watching friends and family's health decline after the jab, with many witnessing the premature death of loved ones. Others are noting their financial investments are not secure, with some unable to access their money in the bank. The cost of living continues to rise, affecting the middle and lower economic classes, causing many to be unable to pay their bills and properly feed their families. Election fraud is a continuing focus with overwhelming evidence of what occurred in many places, and the threat of nuclear war persists. Along with this, much is being promoted about insane practices occurring with gender identity, and sexual practices are being taught to young children. Please know I do not judge anyone's personal identity choices, but this is an agenda being pushed forth by the deep state to teach a very distorted viewpoint as an attempt to destroy the family unit and our society. We are now fully in the exposure phase, with John Durham's 306-page report coming out last Monday. And no, I did not read it and have no intent to read it. But I know what it's about. It's naming the corruption in all the three-letter agencies, the FBI, CIA, CDC, DHS, and a few others, and the U.S. federal government. This is the beginning of the tsunami I referenced in April. It's all coming out, although it's still barely being reported in mainstream media. The American public was scammed and are learning that the infiltration came from within. Our country, along with the rest of the world, was taken over by the deep state in attempt by AI, artificial intelligence, to create a controlling one world order. More and more coming to learn this process has been steadily escalating over a very long time. Now, finally, there is transparency, and the threat of this ever happening again is over. The light is one, as I've said many times before. What we're now being shown has already occurred. The final phase of this began about 50 years ago and has ramped up greatly since 2012. Because of the total infiltration by the deep state throughout the world, the military was the only way to bring down the totally corrupt system. The entire world was run by a criminal organization, with the United States government in D.C., the Vatican in Rome, and the monarchy in London heading the physical operation on Earth. If we watch many of the movies, a lot of older movies, and reread books that have come out over the years, we realize that we were shown what was happening, what was going to happen. In high school English class, I had to read several books, and one of them was 1984. The summary of the book says it's a dystopian social science fiction novel by English writer George Orwell that was published June 8, 1949. Goes on to say that it centers on the consequences of totalitarianism, mass surveillance, and repressive regimentation of people and behaviors within society. Little did most of us realize that this was far from science fiction. All of this became massively evident to us in 2020 with the shutdown of the entire world. This world that began unfolding before us was dystopian. We witnessed, and many of us throughout the world personally began experiencing wretched, dehumanized, fearful lives. That was the precipice that we all came to. we will no longer need to fear a dystopian empire, for we are moving into the utopia of the fifth dimension that we've always longed for. Hardly the idealistic impossibility that it was falsely defined to be. One thing that is unique about America is that we have a constitution that ultimately protects the people. And through that, along with the good military, we are leading the way in the destruction of the deep state cabal. I believe that is why America is so vital, because the Constitution was written as a model of how the system protects itself. This is what is being used now to bring forth the truth in the U.S. that is playing out throughout the world. The changes are subtle in the everyday view of things, but behind the scenes, major shifts in all areas have already occurred. What we are just being shown via mainstream media and alternative news are past events coming forward to reveal what happened on our planet. This is going to build as the first wave of the tsunami of truth overtake humanity. In this case, instead of a displacement of water, this tsunami is a displacement of the lies that we were living in with the truth. And yes, the truth will overwhelm many. It will cause confusion and chaos, but humanity will survive. This truth will culminate in wiping the earth of the old 3D world institutions of control. It will reveal a pure, beautiful new world in the fifth dimension, where we will create a new way of life based upon love, peace, harmony, and abundance. Trust that each one of us has a soul agreement that will direct and support us in our advancement. This is a tumultuous time for everyone, there is no doubt, but we need not panic. One channel did a beautiful explanation comparing puberty to the shift from the 3D world to the fifth dimension. In puberty, we were a child one moment, a teenager the next, and a young adult a few moments later, causing great distress to ourselves and those around us. That puberty uncertainty, that ongoing change, made us angry with the world. We wavered between the desire to return to our childhood and the need to act more maturely. Such is where we find ourselves now. At times, many wish to return to the familiar 3D world. At other times, the anticipation and excitement of the freedom that awaits is calling us forward. But this entire process is exhausting. And moving into this new earth can be uncomfortable in its unfamiliarity. But just like the final stages of the birthing process, we must push forth and prepare for the next big push. Just like birth, this entire process is now in an unstoppable flow and will continue on its course now with all in hyperspeed. It won't be months or years now. This shift is taking place over weeks, days, and even minutes. One channel shared, and I quote, "The majority simply do not understand what is happening to the world they have come to know. they are lashing out in fear and attempting to go back to simpler times. As three-dimensional support systems begin to increasingly dissolve, people will begin to create and access higher ways of solving what needs to be solved. The old must crumble before it can be replaced by something better. End of quote. And it's amazing to know what I want to insert here. Necessity is obviously the mother of invention, and that is holding true at this moment in time. When humanity is ready, all will realize that we're already here. We stepped through the door, and unconsciously, we knew this was our destiny. John Lennon sang this aloud with his song Imagine in 1971. A few lyrics. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. Nothing to live or die for. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Well, this is the time when we all need to begin to imagine and create the world we want and choose to live in. Lennon, like so many others, was showing us the way. And that huge push took place in my lifetime in the 60s and early 70s. It had been spoken about over time, but in my and maybe your life, this was the initial awakening for many of us. I believe that each generation had that period of time that raised the vibrational frequencies of the collective consciousness. And for me, that really peaked in the 60s and 70s. Whatever that brought, whatever was brought forth to me then, I didn't fully awaken to the truth until these past 10 to 20 years, because it was a process that came about in degrees, with the final thrust coming forth in 2020. We've all gone through some kind of awakening. I believe every period throughout time has had a phase when humanity was raised to a higher level of consciousness. It's been a slow, steady journey back to wholeness. We came here to this earth school to gain knowledge and grow, affecting the entire universal collective consciousness. None of this is by accident. We all entered a process of lowering our frequencies to be able to adapt and function in a third dimensional world in the earth school. And now, we're heading back to the higher level of consciousness from which we came. Truly enlightening. This was all part of the divine plan. However, this plan doesn't do the work for us. It doesn't control us. It offers challenges, experiences, and guidance on how to best navigate this part of our journey. But now, we are the ones who must do this. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the ones who must change. And change comes from within. As more and more of us accept this, we will stop looking outside of ourselves. And our world will change because of each of us. Our world is talking to us constantly through subtle messages that appear right in front of us. But we must individually choose to receive those messages and be the change. We must realize that we are so much more than we can begin to imagine. Most people haven't yet realized that we were programmed into a set of beliefs that were taken as truths that one must live by. I was at a weekend retreat and discussion came up about getting a business license and or special certification required by the state. I pushed this individual for more information about why she felt that it was necessary now to do this, after she had resisted doing so for several years. I discovered that it was from fear of retaliation by the state, because a friend of hers was sentenced to 18 months in jail for something else totally unrelated. So she took it on as her own fear that she might go to jail or in the least be told she could no longer practice. The small group of women that were there were all on board with still needing to follow the laws of the 3D world. They're not yet ready to stand in their power and say, no, no. Seeking approval, a certificate, or a license from some seemingly lawful institution is giving our power away. And I know I know they're going to come to this, because it's important that they realize it's not freedom. It's allowing these soulless institutions and entities who might not even be human to suppress and hold us back. I can't stress enough that we are already in this new earth and these institutions hold no power over us unless we continue to give our power away to them. Instead, most think that these programs, these rules, these laws are truths that they must live by. And I understand that. I was there for a long time. I was very, very obedient. So many now are living and blindly following so many things, not recognizing that these are merely beliefs that were taken as ultimate truth. Once we become aware of the fact that we merely entertain different beliefs that were put upon us, we can make choices more deliberately. We can choose what resonates for us within. We can come to our own truth. How can we do this? How can we clearly discern? We must go within and feel into all intuitively. And by the way, that was a focus of the wonderful leader of the retreat, giving us some exercises, some practices in which we can use our intuition. It's important to recognize that there's a feeling that comes up for us when the possibility of something, anything, is presented. As we tap into our intuitive abilities, we can begin to trust what feels right for us, because all our truth lies within. Our higher selves have all the knowledge, all the knowing that we need. We just need to learn how to access that so that we can be guided in living our most authentic life. There's so much energy that continues to arise from a variety of sources throughout this universe that are helping us. They're not here to tell us what to do, what to think, or how to act. These representatives of the four forces of light, including our galaxy family, control the general vibrational frequency of the energies arriving at Earth. They are also participated in by our personal assistants. Among them are our spiritual guides, our star families, and safeguard angels. We've never been alone, and the help we're receiving to transform at this time is unimaginable. They're not doing the work for us. They're helping us by giving us teachings, support, and holding space for us so that we may come to know ourselves more fully as we truly are as unconditional love. As much as we long to hear a clear message in our mind's ear or see a vision of a guide suddenly appearing before us, telling us what we need to do next to grow, we must instead look to ourselves and come to our own conclusions. I also received information from a few channels that many are extending energy to us to support a health upgrade. The energies flowing from the Creator at this moment are deeply nutritious and nourishing. This means that when you accept the Creator's energies, you can nurture and nourish yourself within this solar level energy of wellness, nourishment, and nurturing. There are also minerals and vitamins within the light vibrations that not only support our physical body and auric field in being well, in experiencing greater health, but also these vitamins and minerals are essential for the next stage of your ascension. So just be open. There's no right way to do it. Just be open and call in the energies and just acknowledge and allow and say, I'm here. I'm open. I'm ready to receive. I am amazed by all that's taking place now and the assistance we're receiving to help authentically evolve is beyond imagining. As one message says, and I quote, the end of this lesson is when you can defeat the doubt and always perceive yourself as part of something bigger. End of quote. How can we move more easily through this time? Jesus shares that, and I quote, today it's all about not getting lost in the thicket of opinions and diffuse energy fields. It's about staying with yourself. It's about experiencing the remaining days in the old hustle and bustle in clarity and mind. No one and nothing can get someone out of track who cultivates a vital communication with God. I shared many strategies over these years that will help with that connection. Again, I can't stress enough, go back to the other months, pick them randomly, use your intuition, trust that, June of such and such a year is what I should be listening to today. Trust that you'll be guided and receive what you need, because I can't repeat it all each time. But I will say it's so important to create quiet time and come into stillness on a daily basis. And I do want to speak to some people, and I know them personally, fall asleep with the television on. People, no. Just say no. Not a good idea. And coming into stillness on a daily basis is not a negotiable practice. How else can we hear the messages within if we don't find quiet and peace? You don't need to call it meditation. It's a stillness of centering that's vital for each of us. Another reminder that adds an invaluable connection to Mother Earth is grounding. And there's no more excuses for us in the Northern Hemisphere, because our days have warmed enough that we could easily walk barefoot on the earth. Why this practice? Because it helps us to feel, to be centered, solid, balanced, strong, less tense, and less stressed. A story I shared a while ago that I feel is worth repeating was about an author who lived near an Indian reservation and spent much time there. He recalls a young girl in the tribe who is very ill. She went into the hospital only to find that the doctors were unable to help her. She was finally brought home, and I'm assuming the elders or healers were the ones who dug a pit. I'm envisioning the fact that they lined it with various natural materials and placed her there and watched over her, of course. And from what I remember, I don't think it was much more than 10 days after she was taken out and completely healed. The fellow said that afterwards, when he'd be there visiting his friend, he'd see her regularly running around playing, totally cured. I believe our Mother Earth did the healing, along with many prayers from those who watched over her. Everything we need is right here. Everything. We don't need to access any miraculous supplement from the other side of the world, although we certainly have been encouraged to do that at times. Well, why in the world might that work? It's because we're bioelectrical beings living on an electrical planet. Our body operates electrically. All our cells transmit multiple frequencies that run our entire body, our heart, immune system, muscles, nervous system, etc. All living things on our planet are connected to the ground's electric energy. Unfortunately, many of us live in industrialized societies. We no longer walk barefoot or sleep on the ground. and many live in apartments in the city, far away from nature. We wear plastic or rubber-soled shoes, even when engaged in a seemingly healthy practice of walking on the beach, which I saw a few weeks ago. These shoes create a barrier to the electrical energy, healing energies of the earth. No wonder society today suffers from so many illnesses. Again, I've shared many practices that will help us through this process. Spending time in nature and hopefully time near water offer amazing healing for our body and soul. Disengage from television and information coming from news sources, etc. Understand that all the imbalance that's being presented on your planet is not real. Everything is part of a greater theater that those in the knowing won't benefit from hearing. We're beyond that, folks. If you're listening to me, you're beyond that. We don't have anything new to learn, at least not now. And when we do, you'll know it. To live a better life here on Earth, to receive and live the life we want to live, happens when we let go of anything that is resistant to nature. That includes our thoughts and beliefs, our emotions, and also our judgments. The key here is to release all that no longer serves us. I've talked about astrology, and I need to bring it in briefly. I will here. More and more events are coming forth astrologically, guiding us through this time. Remember, as above, so below. The energies from above are pushing things forward. Mercury is no longer in retrograde, so things will be moving much faster. Many things now being highlighted and some big revelations are coming forth, most especially on the law side of things. This apocalypse is to be welcomed, for it's an uncovering, a disclosing, a revealing of the truth about the illusion we lived in as we head into a golden age. The lunar eclipse on May 5th was very powerful, and it will be felt for more than 6 months. We are at a crossroad, bringing in a future that is more decentralized and filled with freedom and sovereignty. I've also heard that each subsequent full moon will be more and more powerful over the next few months. This is not to be feared. We're strong and powerful, no longer victims in an uncontrollable world. These energies are to be welcomed and celebrated as the Earth enters this healing phase. Humanity is being awakened and aware as everything changes. Remember to vibrate in the light as much as possible. But don't fear your feelings, even when they seem to emit low energies. Just release them. Rise above them and return to balance as soon as you can. The shadows are all around us, but they're no longer to be feared. Emanating more and more love will cause the imbalances to disappear. And I've been practicing some of that. When I felt that thumping in my chest, I'm able to conquer it now. It comes with trust and some practice. Saint Germain offers help, and I use this daily. And his message is, and I quote, "I bring the violet flame with me and ask everyone who is listening to me at this moment to close their eyes and visualize my violet flame emerging from the base of their feet with immense flames until it covers their body completely. This violet flame transmutes everything that is different from light into love and light. Learn whenever you feel somehow unbalanced, just call me, Saint Germain, and I'll cover it with my violet flame." End of quote. trust and use the practice daily. Many are sending us positive messages and reminders. The Arcturian group shared, never believe you are doing nothing if you are not guided to outer spiritual work, because you're doing spiritual work when you hold the light in every now moment. Keep a part of your awareness always centered in truth. This powerful, silent, secret, and sacred work constitutes the foundation and heavy lifting necessary for Earth's ascension process. End of quote. I do want to share a very personal growth experience I had, and I don't know the reaction by the person that I'm going to be speaking about, but it's really from my viewpoint. We recently went to visit with my daughter a few weeks ago, and I'm delighted to share that it was totally different and lovely from what it has ever been. I've come to realize that I've expected things to be a certain way. And I know she must have been feeling this because she's an intuitive. I've acted in specific ways with expectations of how things should be, how I should be treated, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not proud of this, by the way. There's so much more to this, but I wanted to share that in this last visit, I worked on changing my perspective, my approach, and allowed and flowed with everything. I used to come from a different place, and to be honest, I'm sure it was a program place that my mother came from and my grandmother came from. I'm sure it was a generational place. And it was one of knowing all, because I'm the parent. I'm the adult, or not the adult, she's an adult, but I'm the parent. Telling her and others what's right, what to do, how to be, and by the way, also how to treat me. When I let much of that go, I was able to just be me, to be with her, caring, loving, and letting go of judgment, working on accepting what's happening, even if it wasn't my thing at the moment, just, oh, this is what it is, that's okay. And also not looking to my daughter for her approval of how I should dress or act or be, just trying to please her. I did that a lot. Instead, I've been trying to be the best authentic person I can be. And in all of that time, I was able to be more true to myself than I've ever been with her. And at the same time, I was able to honor all that she is, this beautiful daughter of mine. This was hard, folks, and I will tell you that at the retreat I just came back from, I shared a lot more about that. And I was the elder there, and several of the women were my daughter's age. And it's bringing me to tears, not in a bad way, but in a very most emotional way. That there was so much that I'm learning, that I had to learn, and that it worked. And I'm bringing in something so much better and lighter into my life now. But it's taken time. as I came into my knowing, I had to come to realize that my way wasn't her way. I had to let go. She has her own journey. My values, my expectations, my beliefs were so strong before, and I thought I knew best how to guide her, especially, most especially these past 3 years. I probably was impossible at times. Letting go, which is what I finally did, is the best guidance. And I was reminded that it was just like when my dad tried to show me his way, his truth. He wanted me to walk his path. And what did I do? I fought back. Because it wasn't my path. But I will say I heard him. And I took it in. And it affected me tremendously. And all these years later, what I lost them, going on 18 years now, all these years later, so much of what he said changed me, influenced me, but I couldn't walk his way. I couldn't walk his path. I had to come to the knowing in my own way and in my own time. And that's a key. That's a key, people. Everything I've shared with you over these past, well over 3 years, I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live, what to think, who to be, what to believe, what to trust. I'm sharing what I'm taking in, what I'm reading, what I'm learning, what I'm experiencing, in the hopes that there are pieces, nuggets, phrases, awakenings, energies that are coming forth for you to take as it works for you, as it fits for you. Because we're all on our own personal journey. In this oneness, we're still all individual selves. And that's okay. That is what's making this multiverse astounding and amazing. And what is going to make this new world that we're opening to so astounding, because we're all going to add something unique from ourselves to create, to build. As we move through this huge transformation time, it's up to each one of you to do your part. Don't think small, because if everyone thinks they're small and inferior, nothing will happen anytime soon. You will continue to go through many things still, so that you learn more and more to help you emanate only love. And now if you do your part, me also do my part. The one who's next to you or to me, too, does their part. And another more distant one, too, does their part. All will be influenced by that positive energy of love. And this will create a global consciousness where everyone begins to be on the same plane, not acting in exactly the same way, but the same plane. And this is what will create an awareness of change that is possible only when we emanate only love. And I want to end with this final quote that Jesus shared. And I quote, "The actuality of your awakening is accelerating most beautifully, and great delight awaits you all very, very soon. Ignore and totally discount the drama. You are all precisely where you are supposed to be and doing or being precisely what pre-incarnationally you plan to do to mightily assist in the collective awakening process." End of quote. And I'd like to close sacred space to the winds of the south. Gratitude for holding the space. Winds of the west, Otorongo, gratitude. The winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, gratitude. And the winds of the east, great eagle, woven and condor, pooching, gratitude. And Pachamaman, all your earth beings, much gratitude for everything you bring forth. And Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, to the star nations and great spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to guide us at this most miraculous time on earth. And with that, blessings and namaste to you all.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.